Good afternoon. You are listening to the Classic Vacations Podcast, episode number 3. We are coming to you live from the Sky Lounge here at Classic Vacations. It's my honor today to introduce a great guest, a guest whose travel resume reads like the roll call at the United Nations, the one and only Debbie Souza. How are you doing today, Debbie?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much. And the reason why I wanted to have you on here is you are one of the top salespeople at Travel at Classic Vacations. And so your opinion would be very valuable to people trying to sell travel. And that's what we do here. So let's just go over like all the places you've been to, brag a little bit.
The classic sales. Let's see. I'll start with, I've been to all the islands of Hawaii. I used to live on Oahu. I've been to Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo, Cancun, Cozumel. Where else?
Fiji.
Costa Rica, South. Yeah. I was going to get to the South Pacific. So South Pacific, or it's, Fiji, Tahiti. In Fiji, I've been a couple times, so I was able to go to the north and the south. So I've seen a lot of properties there. Where else? And then going east, let's see. I've been to the Maldives, Dubai, and then in Europe, I'm still working on getting Europe, but Spain, I've been to Barcelona and Madrid and London and Rome. And I feel like I'm forgetting something.
You are forgetting something. I'll tell you right now. You were able to go on a vacation on a private yacht.
Oh, in the Caribbean. I left out all of the Caribbean. Yeah, yeah, that's true. I went on a moorings yacht charter in BVI's. I've been to Antigua, Jamaica, Turks and Caicos.
I think that's enough.
That's it. Okay,
I think you proved your worth. So what I wanted to do is maybe play a little game. So I'll name a city, a travel city, travel destination.
Okay.
And I'll name a clientele, and you tell me what hotel you think would be good for them.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
So let's start off with an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I have a honeymoon couple in their 30s. Wanting to go to Maui, 4 or 5 star, not a tremendous budget, maybe 6,000 total for the vacation.
Oh, wow. And like any time of year, just general? Or
let's
like...
say July. And
like Andaz, it'd probably be Andaz, Wailea. Or I really like the hotel Wailea too.
Really?
But I think that would probably be over budget. or the I just saw the Wailea Beach Resort by Marriott.
Yeah,
that looks really nice. I like what they've done there. It's really, I think it's good for that age.
And it's right near the beaches in Wailea, which are the best beaches.
Yeah,
baby beach,
and
big beach.
The coastline they have there is amazing. It's really beautiful. Yeah.
And do they have any promotions you can recall off the top of your head?
They always have their leisure and super saver rates. Those tend to be the best ones. Or sand dollars. Those are, that's
and sand dollars would be what
it's a
number?
Free night. I think it's a fourth night free or a fifth night free.
With breakfast?
Yeah, with breakfast.
That's pretty good.
Thank
okay.
you.
I'd say you got
the
question.
I had to put me on the spot. I didn't know I was going to have to like quote stuff. And
you performed well. Let's try it again.
All right.
Let's say I have an elder couple
mm-hmm.
in their 50s or 60s.
Okay.
Wanting to go to Rome. And their budget is about less than $500 a night.
Okay. I would probably look at some of the hotels I would look at would be De Molini, Residenza di Rupetta, Capo di Africa. Might be a little on the contemporary side, but those are going to be all in that price range. Bernini Bristol, sometimes they have really great promotions.
They do. They're pressing
really
well. That was a go-to for me.
Bernie. Yeah, I like that location. You can walk to a lot from there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Okay, one more.
Okay.
You've done great so far.
Okay.
Let me think of a hard one. I'm going to choose a place that you haven't been.
Okay.
Let's say you have a couple explorer type, athletic. Mm-hmm. They like to do active stuff. And they're wanting to go to Asia, one of our new destinations.
Ooh, okay.
I'm trying to make it hard for you guys. It's
they like to do active stuff like...
Like they love nature?
I would probably look... I mean, Bali or Thailand comes to mind. Bali because it's like a wellness, like pretty much mecca. I mean, there's a lot of yoga retreats there, like the Como hotels. There's all the temples. Thailand has a lot of diverse activities you can do there. There you have beach, you have city, you have that tented camp up in Chiang Mai looks amazing.
With the Four Seasons one? Yeah, where you ride on the elephants.
Yeah, exactly. Like that seems pretty active. So I would probably look at those two.
Four Seasons in Chiang Mai?
I mean...
Yeah, they have the four. What's the other Four Seasons? They have where it's the island where they have a Muay Thai kickboxer as a personal trainer.
Oh, we don't sell it anywhere.
Oh, we don't.
No, but I think it's in. Oh, it's Koh Samui.
Oh, Koh Samui.
Yeah, well, we can offer it via the affiliate network.
So disappointing news. I'm sure everybody is.
But we just added the Belmonts in Thailand, which look really amazing. So.
Is that on your wish list? Are you going to go to...
Yeah, that's like, I'm trying to get to Asia. I'm trying to get to Southeast Asia.
So I thought also, since I would consider you a vacation expert, where are you planning on going to vacation?
Coming up in September 2018, I'm going to Munich and Prague. Munich for Oktoberfest and some sightseeing. And then I've always wanted to go to Prague also, so... I'm doing that in September.
What hotels are you staying at?
I have not booked them yet. By my air held, I'm looking because I'm on a budget and it's Oktoberfest. So I was looking at the Courtyard by Marriott, which is also an affiliate hotel.
On a beer budget?
On a beer budget, not a champagne.
And in Prague, Four Seasons Gresham, or
yeah, right. I'm gonna stay at the Four. I'm gonna see if they have the penthouse available. I really want to stay there.
That's great.
Yeah,
I have two vacations planned. I am going to Kauai. I stay at Koloa Landings.
Oh, that's a nice place. Yeah, that's I love Kauai. That's my favorite island.
Me too.
Yeah, like yeah.
The nature and the hikes and
yeah,
the whole family is going. My mom.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we are going to going to Puerto Vallarta just because I love Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta is my favorite.
Yeah. The art scene. And
it's I like that it's like charming colonial downtown area with, they still have the cobblestones and yeah, it's very bohemian, artsy. One of my favorite hotels actually that Classic sells is in Puerto Vallarta. And I think it's a very overlooked property because it's not directly on the beach, but it's across the street up on a hill, and it's the Hotel Musai. Their rooftop pool deck will slap you in the face. Like, it is so beautiful. Like, you'd walk out, and it's infinity edge pool, and that part of Puerto Vallarta, like, sometimes I say Puerto Vallarta, and people have, like, this... I don't know, preconception that it's, but it's really like majestic looking, like
coastline. And modern. It's very modern.
It's very modern, but the rooms are sick.
My favorite property in Puerto Vallarta is Amata in the Punta Mita.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really small.
Oh, and pretty secluded and peaceful. Like, it's the type of property where I think I could write a book at. Even though I've never tried to write a book.
Oh, that's a good way to describe a place. Yeah.
It's so calm. I think I can put words down.
And that's up north, too.
Mm-hmm. But where we're staying in September is not that. We're going to stay at a timeshare, but right off the Malecón.
Mm.
We don't sell timeshares.
No, that's...
But sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, moving things along. There's some travel news this week. I wanted to see what your opinion on.
What, volcanoes?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you still sending people to the Big Island, Hawaii?
I mean, both airports are open. This is like, the lava flows are like, what, 3 hours away from the nearest resort area or 80 miles or something like that?
No, I think it's way more than 80 miles. It's I think it's like a 200 miles.
I mean, Big Island is big. I don't know if you've been there recently, but I went recent, like last year. And the time before that was like, I want to say 8 years before. So I kind of like forgot my sense of distance. And I didn't realize, like, I guess I forgot how long it takes to drive in between stuff to get to see something.
It takes a while.
It is. And I don't think people realize how big of an island it really is. And like, yeah, there could be a volcano erupting.
Because it's so much bigger than the other
islands. You wouldn't even, I don't know if you wouldn't even know. I mean, I know there's earthquakes and, but yeah, I don't think, I'm still sending people there. I feel confident sending people there.
Yeah, when I went to the Big Island, we had a rental car for 6 days and we put 500 miles on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. But we had a great time. So yeah. The Green Sand Beach, which is unbelievable.
Mm, all the different colors. They have a red one there too, I think, and black.
Yeah, black
of course.
Yeah. Most of the island
is black. Yeah. That's true.
Another thing that happened in travel news. Did you hear that one of our competitors stopped selling sandals and beaches?
What?
Yes, breaking news.
That's wow. Mm-hmm. That's big news.
Big news.
Okay.
Mark Travel, who
I wonder why they're so easy to like price match. I mean, for a rate parity, that's one of the like I never have issues with competitive pricing with sandals.
Never.
I mean, I know there are other things that they do that don't exactly rub people the right way, but.
But when you call them and there ever is an issue, they're available.
There's always going to be a market. There's always going to be couples that want to go to sandals.
So rumor has it is Mark Travel and Sandals discontinued their relationship. Because Mark Travel didn't want to continue on the relationship. Sandals did not want to continue on with Mark Travel.
Interesting.
Maybe to reach out to other vendors. So I just wanted to put the word out there that Classifications happens to be one of those vendors.
Yeah,
and we still wear sandals and beaches.
Yeah.
I think I want to take my kid to a beaches.
Yeah, I went to it was a fam one time. I went to a beaches and
which one? Beaches, Turks, and
Negril.
Oh.
And yeah, I mean, the kids look like having fun. I really don't want Sesame Street characters around my breakfast, but
maybe not. Maybe I'll leave my kid in Puerto Vallarta. Oh, and I don't know. Just to recap, is there anything, because I want to take advantage of your travel expertise.
Okay.
Is there any destinations you feel that are overlooked that maybe are a good value that people are, because people always want to go with a good deal.
I kind of touched on this earlier, but I think Mexico always gets a bad rap. I mean, I know they're in and out of the news, but I really think they're one of the most underrated destinations, like value-wise, and also like from a customer service perspective. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you used to be in reservations. We call all around the world, and like just based on somebody's phone etiquette, yeah, I think I get a really good read on just like customer service. And when I call Mexico, it's like, with pleasure, allow me to, what I mean? Yes, like, yes. It's so, the customer service there is unreal. I don't think people,
and it's
such a shame people discount it so easily. And there's great properties down there too.
And what is the peso to the dollar? Isn't that fantastic right now?
Yeah.
20 to 1 or?
Is it 20 to 1?
I think so.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not to mention the Mexican Cokes with the real cane sugar.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't tried one.
No, I don't really drink soda.
Oh my gosh. They're so good. No, that's a really great value. That's a really good.
Yeah, I think that's a really overlooked. It always is. It's kind of always been that way, I think.
Yeah, yeah. The Riviera Maya in Cancun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, how do you tell a person to go somewhere when there's like, you know, people getting hurt? But, you know.
But that's outside.
I really feel like that's like no tourists really. Have any tourists been?
No.
Nobody's been murdered.
There was two people from Italy, but they've been there for a while and they're selling fake merchandise. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to be doing something to get yourself in. Like, don't go looking for drug cartels or like, you know, just
don't watch if you're too out, many
if you're going to Mexico to be on vacation and have fun and go see some touristy sites, you're not gonna get murdered. Like
that's a good travel tip.
I mean
well, on that note.
Okay.
Is there anything you would like to say before we wrap this one up?
I think I'm good.
All right, man. It's a pleasure having you on here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure coming.
We should do this again. And yes. I just want to say the opinions expressed on this podcast are not those of Classifications.
Right.
They're of me and you solely.
Yes.
We're not paid for our opinions. Although
not at all. Even though I should
we would want to. That wouldn't be a bad idea. And hopefully we'll be back later on this week or maybe next week with a hotel GM from a 5-star resort. Oh. And please rate us on iTunes because we currently do not have enough ratings to count. So any rating would be nice, but 5 stars preferably. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cool.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.